And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a very special show this week. And to prove it, here's Pot Will Eat Yourself. Listening to Destroy the Evidence right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a track called Sweet Sweet Pie by the now extremely well-known Pop Will Eat Itself. I'm going to tell you about where we've got it from in just a second, but first of all, what is Pop Will Eat Itself's website?
PopWillEatYourself.com?
PopWillEatYourself.net. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Nil. Interestingly, Tony, Pop Will Eat Itself are all the way from Stourbridge.
Okay.
That's right. Stourbridge Rock City. Stourbridge in the Black Country. It's, Stourbridge is the other side of Wolverhampton, isn't it?
I don't know.
It isn't the other side of Wolverhampton if you're already the other side of Wolverhampton. I should make that quite clear. It's the other side of Wolverhampton from where we are.
Yes.
Yeah. And that track has come, Tony, from a brand spanking new, in fact so new it's not out yet, we're ahead of time here, compilation via Cherry Red Records, and thanks very much to Matt for sending it through, called C87. Does that mean anything to you?
Only because I think we talked about it, I think it was off air.
So in 1986 the New Musical Express, aka NME, brought out a tape called called C86. And it was all the emerging indie bands of that year. And it became a sort of iconic thing that was like, oh, wow, this is a defining moment in music sort of thing. Mm. And last year, Cherry Red brought out an expanded version of it. And this year, they brought out something called C87, where they've imagined that NME reconvened and had a look at the bands from the year before and updated it and brought one out again. And they've done it. And there's, Tony, I think there's 70 tracks on it.
Jesus.
And it's fantastic, right? And it's a real mixture of stuff, but there is, you'll see on the way through this show, because everything we're playing this week is off C87, which comes out on the 10th of June via Cherry Red Records.
Oh, wow.
But there is a, you'll see a thing, you'll see a sound running through it, which was very much of its time. And very much, as a 17-year-old, what I was listening to, Tony.
Blimey.
Now, I can't pretend that I'd heard any of these songs before, largely because a lot of them have never been released before, such as the Pop Will Eat Itself track you just heard, Sweet Sweet Pie, which was, I think, one of their very, very early songs, because it's while they were still... I think they were described as... I think the bands were sort of called Grebo, because it was kind of punk, but it was kind of rock, and it was kind of greasy, and it was kind of dirty, and it was kind of that. But then their best-known song for me, DEFCON 1, you know the one? Big Mac Fries to Go, give me Big Mac Fries to Go. You know that one?
I don't know if I've heard of the band, but I can't pick any song out of my head.
That's because you were just too young for it, Tony.
Possibly.
Yeah. Because you'd have been up the top end of the charts, and this lot were down the bottom end of the charts, but they were in the charts. And but anyway, Pop Will Eat Itself started sampling and doing weird stuff. And actually, I did a gig with Pop Will Eat Itself in 1992.
Oh, okay.
That's right. One of my first ever gigs as a stand-up comic was to be the MC at, and I don't know whether it was University of Wolverhampton or Dudley Polly, whatever it was then. But it was Pop Will Eat Itself. And I've told you about this before, but one of the bands on the bill was called Rain, and I got on quite well with Rain, but I didn't like the lead singer. And I spoke to the band that when the lead singer wasn't there backstage, and they said, "Oh, what do you think to it?" I said, "I thought you were fantastic, but I don't really like the lead singer very much." And they said, "We don't either. We're getting rid of him. We've got this bloke called Liam Gallagher coming in."
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I saw Pot Will Eat Itself supported by what would become Oasis. How about that?
Oh, nice.
But I like Pot Will Eat Itself a lot. And I have a feeling that you'll hear me saying that about a few of the bands on this week's show. But anyway, all the music this week is from 1987, including the From the Vaults, because normally when we do one from the past, we have a From the Vaults up to date. But the From the Vaults is from the past as well, and I will explain why later on. But anyway, Pot Will Eat Itself, I Love You. That was Sweet Sweet Pie. I don't have any additional material in the shape of jokes or poems this week. Please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you have a joke, title the email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, title the email Poetry Corner. But I've got a lot to talk about all these bands and that, so it's going to be fine.
Okay, cool.
Including the band we're playing next, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Bogshed. Now, I've never heard of Bogshed, Tony.
No.
I'll be honest with you. Some bands were a little bit out of even my reach at 17 years old. Bogshed from Hebden Bridge, Tony. Have you heard of Hebden Bridge?
I think I might have even been to Hebden Bridge at one point.
You might even have been to Hebden Bridge. Now, is it... It's not. It's West York, isn't it? It's not Lancashire, it's Yorkshire, I think. And it's where all the hippies went to in the 60s, isn't it?
Oh, okay, is it?
It's that place, yeah. And there's a couple of places in Wales they went to, but that was the place in the north where all the hippies headed for, and Hebden Bridge. Now, I actually know a couple of stand-up comics that live there now, in fact. So, hello, if you're listening, to Martin Big Pig and Eddie Brimson. How about that?
Yeah.
But anyway, a band that arose from there were called Bogshed. Now, Bogshed didn't do very much, Tony.
Right.
But there is some information about them on a website, frankly, you've got no chance of getting.
Okay.
But I'm going to suggest you have a go anyway. What do you think the website where you can find out about Bogshed is?
HebdenBridgeRocks.com.
Good idea. AbbottWhite.plus.com/music/Bogshed. Yeah, right. That's right. No. I think it's one of the guys out of the band who's got a blog, but there's all the information about them there, and it's really interesting. And this song is really interesting and off the sheet, Tony. This is Punky Radio Squared.
Okay.
Paulie Venus at 2, Tony Neil. This is Tried and Tested Public Speaker.
My
Listen to Rich Morton sound on the ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bogshed. I do like that. It's really, really, well, obviously it's really good and I like it because I'm playing it on the show and we love everything we play, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. So, but anyway, as I say, you'll feel all of this music ties together on the way to the show, even though at first listen, they might all sound completely different from each other. I mean, they don't. There's a few that sound the same. Because there was a real indie sound in that sort of mid-80s. A lot of the stuff was fairly jangly. And there was a lot of... It was one of the first times, really, that you'd heard a lot of bands not doing that mid-Atlantic drawl thing. Do you know what I mean? Just singing in their own voice. Anyway, there'll be more coming. The important thing is, right now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Well, let's blow the shuttlecocks off that barn then.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. So, go for it, sunshine.
So thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop across and leave us a comment. Get in touch. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. So that simple. Do get in touch. It's been quite quiet this week. I've got a couple I think I might have missed over the past couple of weeks. So I've got two. One, first off, from Joseph Sirborg. I think it's from a couple of weeks ago. So great mix this week. And that might have been because we might have paid one of his bands. I can't remember, but it was 2 weeks ago. So thanks for that, Joseph.
Yeah, but he could have said that for any week.
This is true.
He could have said that for this week. It hasn't happened yet. Great mix this week. It's always a great mix.
Always a great mix. And Fat Boy's been in touch.
Always great.
Always great. Fat Boy's been in touch.
Hello, Fat Boy.
He says, has Manly got his tits out yet? No.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Fat Boy.
But if anything's going to trend...
It's my man boobs.
It is indeed, yeah.
We tried trending it. We had a few comments. It didn't quite trend.
Hey, we haven't heard from Fat Boy about the goth last week.
Well, he's still crying about it.
He may well still be writing about it as a child.
That's maybe why it's been a bit quiet.
Maybe.
Thanks, Fireboy, for getting in touch.
Yeah.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tell you that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Two tracks in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
And first up, a band with a very controversial title for the mid to late 80s, and that is Gay Bikers on Acid. And I can remember, I don't think I ever listened to anything by Gay Bikers on Acid when I was 17, but I kept hearing about them. I kept seeing them. I kept seeing gigs advertised with Gay Bikers on Acid on, or they were going to be on this show, going to be on that show, or I'd see a Gay Bikers on Acid record in a record shop, but I wouldn't buy it because right. I think I was a bit scared that it was going to be just completely out there, and you know it is, really.
Okay,
but that's what you get when you're from Leicester.
Ooh,
that's right, Stourbridge, Hebden Bridge and Leicester. So far
we're surrounded by
literal indie rock and roll suburbs, the indie provinces of the UK in the mid 80s. But Gay Bikers on Acid were sort of the far end of it, in that they were more experimental and, well, you'll see, very less jangly and more just one of these out there bands that I would have liked to have seen live, Tony.
Okay,
question is, what's Gay Bikers on Acid's Bandcamp?
GayByKazanacid.bandcamp.com?
It is. And Gay By Kazanacid is GayByKers on acid.bandcamp.com. Tony 1, Paul of the Internet 2. Keep listening for The Hangman's Beautiful Daughters after this, but right now, Gay By Kazanacid, everything's groovier.
Like a shot fox.
There's a guy like me in every town. I got some things that you want, some things that you can have. I'm a liar and a cheat, I'm giving to the
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hangman's Beautiful Daughters and a track called Don't Ask My Name, all the way from London, Tony.
Right.
So even though London isn't a provincial city in the UK, I have managed to keep things going with a tenuous link between. So songs one and two had Stour Bridge and Hebden Bridge. Mm. Songs three and four, Leicester and London, both towns starting with the letter S. Sorry, L.
L.
Yeah, the S is silent, like the P in swimming pool. Yeah, with the letter L. I messed that up beautifully. What's Hangman's Beautiful Daughters Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Hangman's Beautiful Daughters.
Facebook.com/the-hangmans-beautiful-daughters-1432537029410. And why is that, Tony?
Yes, that default URL.
That's a default URL. But in their defence, there was no internet in 1987.
No.
So fair enough to them. And you can find out more about them there. If you type in The Hangman's Beautiful Daughters to Facebook, you will find it. And you can find out more about them there. They were kind of, well, as you just heard, a sort of jingly, jangly, 60s-sounding indie band, the like of which there were quite a few around as well. And they were but a drop in Indie's ocean in the mid-80s. But what a great song.
Okay, cool.
What a great song. Did you do anything last week?
I don't think I did. No. Apart from my band practice, which I talked about last week. But no, that's right. It, basically.
All right.
What are you up to?
My mum came up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought for 2 days.
Right.
To help me out with some home improvements, Tony.
Okay.
By Saturday, I was wondering if she'd ever leave. It was fantastic. We got loads done and we didn't argue much, made the changes. I know that I often have a slightly more rock and roll story than this, but I've got new curtains and I put some pictures up and we built a wardrobe successfully.
Excellent.
Yeah, a flat pack wardrobe from IKEA, my friend. And how controversial is this? I went to IKEA and I didn't even have a hot dog.
Didn't you?
No,
did
I was you devastated. Have? I was devastated.
You didn't have anything?
No.
Well, yeah, I did.
We had a cup of coffee. But I'd bought loads of stuff and then we had to work out how to get it in the car. And we just walked straight past the hot dog bit without actually getting a hot dog. Oh no, I've missed the hot dogs.
You'd have worked out much better if you'd been powered by a hot dog.
It would have been a lot quicker, man.
And not even cheeky meatballs.
Did you say cheesy nipples?
They're cheeky meatballs. Well, I quite like the idea of cheeky nipples, but that's another story.
No, cheesy nipples. Oh, God.
Cheesy nipples.
Yes, no, I never go for the meatballs in IKEA because they're in the cafe.
Right.
And I only get me hot dogs from the end. Because it's great there, because the hot dogs are cheap and then you get a drink, but you can just refill it endless times because no one's looking.
Hmm.
And I suppose they figure I just spent £126.83 on furniture and accoutrement. So, in normal circumstances, I'd have happily had a couple of free Diet Cokes.
Yeah.
But didn't. So, no. That was my exciting week.
Oh, sounds good.
It's going to be a lot more exciting, but I'll tell you about that after the, in the second half of the show.
Okay.
Right now, it's time for From the Vaults, but it's not From the Vaults, but it's kind of From the Vaults, Tony. It's From the Vaults in so much as the track we play in this section of the show, if you are a first-time listener, is one that we've played in the past. But these are all songs from the past, so what I would do when we normally do a retrospective like this, look at me using big words, is I'll play a completely up-to-date, brand-new track out, just out now, track type affair, to add balance. New things the other way around to normal, but this week, I couldn't get all of these songs, I couldn't get down to 8. It was difficult to only get to 9. I mean, I could have played about 25 of them this week. So I'm playing this one now for 2 reasons. 1, I like it. Well, there's loads of reasons. 1, I like it. 2, this is very different from the rest of the songs on the show in that it's got more of a, not a forerunner to ska, but it's kind of got a bouncy, scary feel to it, even though it's more, it'd be down as indie pop. You'll see what I mean in a minute. But it's a band called Jamie Wednesday, Tony. And do you know what's interesting about Jamie Wednesday?
What's that?
Jamie Wednesday, I think they only brought out 2 EPs. They only brought it up with like 8 tracks. And they split up. But rising like a phoenix from the office, Jamie Wednesday, one of the blokes out of them, got together with this other bloke and formed Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and Carter were fantastic. But again, they went around for that one. But Carter were very much, very end of the 80s, start of the 90s, weren't they? They basically, Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine, were pretty much going while I was at university.
Yeah, I think when I was at college they were going. Oh, 94, 95.
And the thing is that, if you remember, Carter had a lot of very clever song titles.
Hmm.
Their song titles would be plays on words, wouldn't they? And they're all dead smart. And like, The Only Living Boy in New Cross is one that springs to mind. And what are some other ones? Oh, my favourite one was Sheriff Fat Man. That was the breakthrough.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Moving up on second base, it's Nicholas Van What's-His-Face. Real Wordsmiths. And Jamie Wednesday were the same. And this track, Tony, We Three Kings of Orient Aren't, could easily have been a Carter song title, I think.
Okay.
There you go. So what? So there's no website for Jamie Wednesday, Tony. So, right. But there's a Wikipedia page for them.
Right.
Which is?
en.wikipedia.org/Jamie Wednesday.
No, /wiki/Jamie_Wednesday. I should really give you it, but I'm not going to. So what's that then? Paulie B and the Internet?
4-1, I think.
Hey?
4-1, I think.
4-1, I think, yeah. I mean, it is a little bit unfair this week, Tony, to be fair, but I don't care.
Yeah.
This is We Three Kings of Orient Aren't. You're listening to Project Mar underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Right, so I liked that, and I just thought, can you... I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a point on the MeVU thing, right, this week. Make up for it. If you can name the two blokes out of Carter the Unstoppable Secretary.
No, no chance.
That's a shame. Jim, Bob and Fruit Bat. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. I was going to give you a bonus point. Never mind. Loser. Oh, well. Right then. Have you got any gigs for us?
No.
What are you going to do instead?
I do have, as promised, some Canadian iTunes reviews.
All right.
So, as mentioned, I kind of found a way...
Oh, hold on. Do you want to just mention how you set do as the gigs and that?
Yes, if you do have a gig for me, tony@punkyradio.com. It is an international gig guide, so it doesn't have to be UK-based. Email me the gig details, how much, who's playing, where it is, and we'll feature it.
Yeah.
If it's appropriate.
And it doesn't matter where you're from. We're really out. We're global. International.
It's international, yeah.
Intergalactic.
In it. So, in lieu of that, iTunes reviews. If you are on iTunes, please do leave a review. It does help us out massively. A few reviews do make a difference. Moves up the feature rankings, new, noteworthy, and all of that jazz. We zip up and down the iTunes chart quite a lot, but I think it's quite common for podcasts. So do review us. Go to funkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that. You might have to log in with your Apple ID. Leave a review. 5 stars only, obviously. We'll read them out.
Yeah, and you're just about to hear how seriously we take these reviews.
Oh, we do. So from looking around, I found a way to access other stores easily. So I found the Canadian reviews. Right. Most of the stores don't have a lot. We are generally UK, US, in terms of reviews, but the Canadians got quite a few.
Right.
So there was 10 over the last 11 years, nearly.
So hang on, we've had one review a year from Canada.
Pretty much.
Effectively. Right.
And actually, there's quite a lot from the start. There were about 5 or 6 from 2006, but I'm going to pick a couple. So the oldest one we had, 15th of May 2006.
15th of May 2006, so almost exactly a decade ago.
Yep. This is just awesome.
Well, no, it's not, is it? Because 6 to 6 is 11, you're right.
Yeah, so it's a month shy, or a couple weeks shy.
Yeah.
Just awesome. Man, these guys are totally awesome. I don't know if you've heard this, but I sort of wish I was English. Just subscribe. 2 words, insanely good. That's from Eric.
Well, Eric, I am so sorry that it's taken us a decade to read that out.
Yes. I hope you're still listening. Yeah, I assume that is the Eric we've probably used to talk about, but I don't know.
I doubt it, not if it's from Canada.
Oh, yeah, he was Fishtown, wasn't he?
He was indeed Fishtown.
You're right.
Oh, this is a trip down memory lane this week. Isn't it?
The best show in pod, October 2006. This is from EVUS, EVUS.
I feel so bad about this that we never got these.
Never will you hear such a bunch of flipping smacktards. No other duo can produce such a high calibre show from a tree in Sherwood Forest. From a tree in the Sherwood Forest, eh? This is the greatest set of twits in my iPod. P.S. Please get Tony to read this Canadian accent. It would really make us folks in Canmore happier than a beaver in snow.
Oh, Tony.
I said,
feel so bad.
No. Congratulations, you have found Punky. Again, October 2006. Starring Sir Paul B. Edwards and Sir Tony Hearn of Sherwood Forest in the most amazing podcast ever. Download it now. Yes, good, I must say. I was impressed. These guys really are the best punk podcast out there. Punk is great. Download it now. Yes, I've been listening since March-ish, and they are the highlight of my week. Although Paul is an egotistical idiot and Tony is a fag buttons, the two of them are a shocking duo. Great music, the best in chat, uniting fans and bands across the lands, feature music from all over the world, and interactive comments, emails and messages. These guys are the best out there, and they know it too. Punky gets 5.5 thumbs up, Punky's great, and they hug a cow. Slow-mo pogo your way to the subscribe button and prepare to be amazed. That's from Chantel.
Oh, Chantel. Oh, I'm so sorry.
She's probably still listening.
Well, she is now a woman, because she was only a teenager then, and a teacher. You are no longer a fag buttons.
Nope.
But I am still an egomaniac. I can't believe... Oh, I feel so bad about this. I also can't believe that we've been using the phrase uniting fans and bands across the land for that long. I thought it was recent.
No.
But it still never caught on.
August 2008. Milky Pants.
Oh, now we're getting recent.
Yeah. Excellent hour-long weekly. Listening since 2006. Punk fans get ready to be united with fans across the land. Every week, once a week, I get strange looks on the street laughing out loud at these smacktards between songs. Subscribe now. No, really now. Oh, and thanks for keeping such a great show going for so long.
Oh, Christ.
That's from G-Rock.
G-Rock, again, I can only apologise and say thank you, but I also didn't realise that we'd been an hour long since 2008.
Oh. No, yeah.
The time has actually flown.
It has. I know that 8 years ago,
Punky Radio accelerates our life.
Yeah,
because probably. Because we're just on it and we do it every week and we get new music and we're all excited about the music and we get going and then suddenly another week goes by.
Yeah,
this is turning into quite a tragic affair.
Last one.
February
2015. Quite a jump.
Brilliant.
Great show. We highly recommend this to everyone out there. And that's from Rock Lines from Canada.
Well, thank you, Rock Lines from Canada. And I hope you are still listening. And I hope that at least we have read yours out in time.
Yes, that's not too bad.
So if you are listening and you've ever left us an iTunes review from some obscure country, if you could cut and paste it and send it to Tony, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I'm moved.
Oh, you moved.
I'm moved, Tony. I'm so moved, I've got to play two songs in a row.
Okay.
First up, a band called The Heartthrobs, who are from Reading.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, I'm looking for tenuous links, aren't I, between the tracks. Well, the last track was by Jamie Wednesday, who I believe are from Streatham, and The Heartthrobs are from Reading, and Reading sounds a bit like Streatham.
Right,
that's all I've got. Don't know a lot about The Heartthrobs. You can find out more about them via their Wikipedia page. Do you want to give it a stab?
ian.wikipedia.org/wiki/the_heart_throbs
underscore open brackets band close brackets.
Oh.
You were nearly there. I'm going to give you that one, Tony. I've got to give you that one. Tony 2, Paulie Bean instead 4. Listen out for Rote Capel, who I'll tell you about in a little while. First up, I, the Jury.
Zuffle.
Zuffle. Listen to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Rote Kapel, Tony, who I had never heard of before, and were quite clearly on the very fringes of the fringes of. Most of these bands did. John Peel knew enough about them. I think Rote Kapel had a John Peel session with them, and that was called "These Animals Are Dangerous" or "Dangeroos." I don't know. R-O-O-S on the end, rather R-O-U-S. So it could be dangerous, like we would say in Edinburgh, but it could also be dangeroos, like these animals are really scary kangaroos.
I'll go for that.
Would you?
Yeah, I guess the kangaroo.
All right. Speaking of which, I actually a friend of mine was, I saw him, he was bidding for something on eBay, and I said, what are you bidding for? He says, oh, I want to get this Gucci man bag. And I went, you what? You want to get a what? It's not a man bag, it's a pouch. That's okay. A pouch. Look at it. It's a tiny, tiny. He goes, no, it's not. It's a man bag. I said, if that's a man bag, I actually said, and it's a pouch, maybe it's a mangaroo pouch. And he got all upset about it and then didn't bid it anymore. So I won.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So sadly, I don't know much about this band at all, but you can find a bit more about them by the Wikipedia page. So do check them out. And I hope you like that song. Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
I don't think I am. No. I've got another band practice tonight.
Right.
On my own again.
Right.
On my own again. yeah. So just carrying on with that, really.
Leighton Buzzard. I remember now why I was laughing so much when you said that. Say it now, say it now, say it now.
Leighton Buzzard.
Yeah, I remember now because I was laughing because it's like in the Man with Two Brains, the Steve Martin film, isn't it?
Don't know, is it?
But yeah, when Steve Martin's called Dr. Hafar.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Hafar, Leighton Buzzard. I think that's right. I think it clicked in my subconscious. Anyway, I am doing something this week, Tony. I didn't think I was.
Okay.
I've got a gig in Tenerife on Saturday.
Blimey.
It was booked months ago, and then we never heard anything at all. It was advertised in Tenerife that it was on, but the booker just hadn't got in touch. And then yesterday, he sent us the flight details. I've just been hanging on. But yeah, I'm flying to Tenerife on Friday. I'm doing a gig on Saturday. And then I'm flying back on Sunday night. That's a ridiculous round trip.
It is.
But I'll get a day in the sun. Finally. Hopefully. I've not been anywhere hot in a very long time.
Yeah,
I look forward to it. And I'm on with Ian Cognito, who's one of my best mates in stand-up. And possibly Sally Ann Hayward, who was booked for it, but because she hadn't found out about it either, she took another gig. So she's now going to try and get out of the gig. Her gig's probably in Leighton Buzzard or something, and like move from there to Tenerife. But it's going to be such a laugh, Tone. I'm really looking forward to it.
That sounds good.
And I'll tell you all about it next week.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing this week, really. I'm just getting ready to go to Tenerife. I'm very excited. I've never done a gig in Tenerife before. I've been to Tenerife before, Tony.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never been.
And that's where I went whale watching. Okay. And I managed to go whale watching when a hurricane hit Lanzarote.
Oh, blimey.
And it was quite a hairy trip getting back. I don't know why the captain of the vessel hadn't checked the weather forecast, but we were terrified. Right then. So, next band, Tony, I had heard of before and are still going.
Okay.
I Ludicrous. And they were kind of... But I don't like calling bands comedy bands, because they weren't, but they were a quirky band. They were in that sort of half man, half biscuit vein, I suppose, if that makes sense to you.
Yep.
And from Brixton, Tony.
Okay.
Brixton and Edinburgh have no connections I can think of.
Nope.
Other than there were riots in Brixton in 1981, and when there were the most recent riots in London a few years ago, I was in Edinburgh when they happened.
That'll do.
It's tenuous, isn't it? But it counts, yeah. So, yeah, I think you're going to like this. It's another one that's done in the vernacular, for want of a better word, Tony.
Okay.
What is iLudicrous's website?
iLudicrous.com.
iLudicrous.co.uk. Unlucky. Oh. So what's that? Probably been internet 5, Tony.
3, 6, 2.
Something like that. It's a win for me, yeah, anyway. This is, quite fitting, really, seeing as I'm going to Tenerife this week. This is My Baby's Got Jet Lag.
Jet lag. She can't stand up or speak. My baby's got jet lag for the 7th time this week. My baby's got jet lag. She can't be here tonight. My baby's got jet lag. Another day, another flight. My baby's got jet lag. She's lying on the floor. My baby's got jet lag, I don't care anymore. For a games of self-indulgence in powder rooms and bars, of being a very hip girl, her brain out with the stars. Jet lag, she can't stand up or speak. My baby's got jet lag for the 7th time this week. My baby's got jet lag, I don't care anymore. My baby's got jet lag, I kick her to the floor.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was I, Ludicrous, My Baby's Got Jet Lag. And there's more symmetry to this show than I had perhaps mentioned before. And I will complete the symmetry before the last song. But what I did was, the second song, Bogshed, was a little bit like this one, I, Ludicrous. And then I did the then Gay Bikes on Acid and Road Capel were both a bit more out there. And the songs 4 and 6 were Hangman's Beautiful Daughters and Heartthrobs, both with both girl fronted.
Okay.
And there was Jamie Wednesday in the middle. So I've been pretty thorough, haven't I, this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And don't forget that all of these songs are available on a brand spanking new box set from Cherry Red Records that comes out on the 10th of June called C87, and I strongly recommend it. It'll be pretty expensive, but I strongly recommend that you invest in it. And Paul Jordan, if you are listening, you want this.
Ooh.
There you go. Paul Jordan is a fan of the Norwich Sound and was my prefect when I was at Hitchin Boys School, and we stayed friends.
Okay, excellent.
Aww. And he's a lovely bloke as well. All right, then. So you've got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Right. This week is from a listener who would prefer to remain anonymous.
All right.
Mm. Okay. So
I think most people that listen to this show would prefer to remain anonymous.
Yeah. So they say, hello, Tony and Paul. Firstly, let me thank you for producing such an entertaining show, which has brought a phenomenal amount of great music to me. I've been listening since your anniversary show, and you do a tremendous job. So I guess
which
that'll be
show?
That must be the 10th, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Right.
Yeah, nearly come up with another one. But anyway, on to the twats. Yes, plural. I teach 13 and 14-year-old kids with social, emotional, and behavioural difficulties who, for one reason or another, haven't been able to learn successfully in mainstream education.
Sounds like my mates.
Late last year, we were told that the council were proposing to close the centre and merge the other two centres for older kids into a new building. This was hastily voted through by all the Dundee councillors and committee members, except the Labour ones, despite the fact that the proposal was incredibly short in detail. Presumably because the twats who have made it up lost the fag packet on which it was originally written. They have since had to create a new proposal, which allows for some minimal provision for our age group. This could get complicated. I'll try to nutshell it. The kids who would typically use our service are to be supported in the mainstream schools who currently want shot of them, despite thriving in the smaller location. They often can't cope in large numbers of big buildings with lots of distractions or large playing fields in which they can disappear. They also struggle with breaks or changes in their routine, which the mainstream school or split time between the new service and mainstream is going to create. Most importantly, these children often need to feel like they belong and are claimed. This is the strong point of our small centre and the fantastic team that runs it. Our relationships with the children we teach are second to none and is the reason that some young people struggled in the run-up to a school holiday. One of the head honchos, Paul Clancy, told us that the decision was a financial one. Another head honcho, Michael Wood, has told us it's for educational benefits and the money thing is a happy coincidence. A third told us fuck all, presumably because he's an SNP councillor and is too scared to speak up against the party line. The new service features a bunch of jobs which nobody seems to know what they are or how they work because it is a new service and nobody has done this before. And they hope that some of our staff will derail their career to take a punt on it. Although it has to be said, none of us are interested in climbing the ladder. We have been in it for the kids and this seems to be something that the suits on politicians don't get. After all that, this has got to be sorted before the end of term. Not a fucking chance. Anyway, this decision has been made by the same people who have led Dundee to the bottom of the attainment, attendance and exclusion tables. Second bottom, actually. The director proudly told us like the twat he is. Why would anyone listen to them when they've managed to allegedly reorganise various services to keep themselves in the top posts without advertising the jobs and no doubt giving themselves a wee raise along the way, despite failing on a national level? Basically, Paul Clancy, Michael Ward, Danny Webster and everyone from the SNP, Tory, Lib Dems and the religious types on the council committee who voted through a detail-free proposal with no input from anyone involved in the service are clearly a shower of twats. Well, those twats somehow doesn't seem enough. Feel free to change it to something stronger. No twats will do. Many thanks again, chaps, and good luck for 555. And that's from Anonymous.
Sorry, Tony, I wasn't listening. Can you read that again?
Yeah, sure. Hello.
That is, honestly, if this was the 80s right now, I would say I blame Thatcher, hang the DJ, the revolution starts at closing time. This sort of thing makes my piss boil, Tony.
Mm.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Especially on a day when all the doctors are striking as well.
Exactly.
Quite apt.
Exactly. I cannot agree with this enough.
Yeah.
It's absolutely shocking. Any form of, in my opinion, any form of special needs education, whatever it is, needs to be in the correct environment for the special need, not lobbed into the corner of a mainstream school.
Yeah.
I just think it's just not right.
It's terrible. There's a lot of things that I strongly disagree with many things this government's doing, but terrible.
But this isn't this government, is it?
I suppose not. I suppose Dundee, but
this is it's the Scottish the government. They're different. But anyway, still bastards.
Still bastards.
They are.
So you ready?
I'm absolutely ready, Tony.
So Paul Clancy, Michael Ward, Danny Webster, and everyone for the SNP, Tory, Lib Dems, and religious types on the council who voted through such a detail-free proposal with no input from anyone involved in the service
is a twat. No, it was a bit louder than usual there, Tony.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm very angry. Thank you for that very, very good, long twatting. And yes. I hope that there are people who will be able to do something about it.
Yes.
Next week, let's have a funny one.
Okay, please do.
All right. Right, last track, Tone.
Okay.
The Symmetry is now complete. Because at the start of the show, we played a band that were relatively well-known and had hit records, even though the other ones didn't. The last track, same way. The Wonder Stuff, Tony.
Okay.
Pop Will Eat Itself and The Wonder Stuff. They've got two things in common that are directly to do with me. One is that I've seen them both live.
Okay.
And the other is that not only have I been there, this is a very brief but weird story. I met a girl on holiday when I was 17, actually, in Newquay, who I can't remember her name now, but I really liked her and she really liked me, and she invited me up to see her in Stourbridge. And I went up to see her. She lived in Stourbridge. And I went there, and her dad had such a black country accent on him, I couldn't understand what he was saying. And at dinner, the first night I was there, he said something to him, and I looked around, and Joe said, "Huh, what's he doing, talking Welsh?" Right? And they all just looked at me like I was a bastard. And I had to leave a day early, because they all just hated me. But anyway, that's the thing, The Wonder Stuff and Pop Will Eat Yourself are both from Stourbridge.
Oh,
amazing.
Okay.
That two bands would kind of emerge the same year from the same town and be so good and so successful. Amazing.
Mm.
And there were other stuff, really good live and still and not still going, but they've got back together and they do gig now from time to time. And Pop Will Eat Yourself, I should have said, have got a new album out.
Have they?
Amazing, yeah.
Wow.
What a great show. What a great place to be. Punky Radio is, Tony.
It is.
What's the Wonder Stuff's website?
It's thewonderstuff.com.
No, the onestuff.co.uk.
Oh, of course it is.
It's not true. We'll be right back.
cabin down by a canyon. Bunch of guns.
Right, that's about the size of it. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves listening to the show this week. We have. And what a brilliant twat, Tony.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant. You don't have to live up to that. You can send us whatever you like, but that utterly justified this week, and I'm very, very happy that it was sent in. Thank you so much to everyone for listening, and also thank you to Matt from Cherry Red for sending us all the music this week, and thanks also to the internet stations that carry this show, which are...
Padunk, Padunk Radio, podunkradio.com, we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, andra.se, and we're on TBFM Online. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And should you be on holiday in Tenerife this weekend, come and say hello.
Here you go.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, got poo.
Bunch of guns! Bunch of guns!